Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. In this Mishnah, we're going to see that Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that the principle that we've talked about in the past, that divrei shchiv mera, that the words of a man on his deathbed are kechasuv b'chamsurim damu, that they're as if they've been handed over already and they've been effective even without having to make a kinyan, we're going to see that he disputes this. Mishnah says, ha-mechalek nechosav al piv. If a man is on his deathbed, he's a shchiv mera, and he's dividing up his estate by his say-so, by his verbal command. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Echad bari vechad masukon, whether he's healthy, not a shchiv mera, vechad masukon, or he's in danger, in life's danger, or he's on his deathbed. Either way, nechasim sheyesh lehen achrayas, if you have nechasim, if you have property, that yesh lehen achrayas, which is a term that's used for real estate, niknin, they, you can create a kinyan only through bekesef uvishtar v'chazaka, through the exchange of money, or by exchange of a deed, or by taking physical possession of it. V'she'ein lahan achrayas, and those items that are not real estate, ein niknin ela b'mishicha. Those, the kinyan only is effective if you use the kinyan of mishicha, of drawing it towards yourself, or hagbah, or listing it, or handing it over, depending on the item. But the gist of this whole position is that you have to make a bona fide kinyan even if he's on his deathbed. There's no such thing as divrei shchiv mera kechasuv b'chamsurim damu. It's not as if it's already effective without a kinyan. It needs a kinyan. Amru lo, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Eliezer, or disputed with him, Ma'aseh be'iman shel b'nei Rochel, there's an incident that happened with the mother of the children of Rochel, Shehoisa Chola, that she was ill, she was on her deathbed, V'amra, and she said, Tenu kibinasi leviti, and she said, give this garment, this very expensive item of clothing, leviti, to my daughter, V'hi b'shnemasar mana, it was worth 1,200 mana, a very large sum, V'amesa, and she died, V'kimu es devareha, and they fulfilled her words, despite the fact that the daughter had not made a kinyan in it, and giving it to the daughter was not was something that required a kinyan of some level, because otherwise it goes to the Yerusha, to the sons or somebody else. And the fact that the daughter got it means there must have been an effective kinyan just by the fact that her mother made the statement. That's not like Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Lahen. So Rabbi Eliezer responded to them, B'nei Rochel tikar b'mimam. He said very strong words. He said, the children of Rochel, the sons of Rochel, tikar b'mimam, their mother should bury them. They were bad guys. They were Rishayim. They were evil. And because they were bad people, the Chachamim made a kenas. They penalized them. And despite the fact that really the daughter should not have gotten them, it should have gone to the sons, they took it away from the sons because they were bad people. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara explains that really this machlokas, whether they were Rishayim, was based on a different machlokas between the Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim in the laws of Kelayim, forbidden mixtures of plants, and that was Rabbi Eliezer was of the opinion that if you maintain even thorns in a vineyard, it's considered to be Kelayim, and Chachamim said it isn't, and these B'nai Rochel had been maintaining thorns in a kerem, and Rabbi Eliezer said they were Rishayim because of that. And the Chachamim said it was permissible, and therefore they were not Rishayim for doing that. Now the Mishnah makes a point that the Chachamim say that a Shchiv Mera, who's on his deathbed, and he wants to make a statement, these Chachamim, and some have actually the Gersa of Rabbi Eliezer, B'Shabbos Dor V'Kayomen, that on Shabbos, his words are fulfilled, it's valid, even without a kinyan, because on Shabbos you can't write a shtar, you can't write any sort of a document, and you also are not able to make a kinyan on Shabbos, and therefore the Chachamim made a takana that in order that he shouldn't be emotionally distressed, the ill man, that it will be effective even without a kinyan. Avolo b'chol, but it doesn't work on during the weekday when you could actually make a bona fide kinyan or write a shtar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua said, no, b'Shabbos amru, they said it's true on Shabbos, it works. Chal v'chomer b'chol, it certainly works in chol, because he believes in the concept of that's referred to in the Gemara as called haroi lebila, anything that you could do, you have the capacity to do, even if you don't actually do the item, you don't actually do the activity, the fact that you could have done it is it makes it that it's not necessary to actually do under certain circumstances. And therefore he says that on Shabbos, that's where they said it, on Shchol, where you could have written and you certainly don't need to write it. Kayotzibo, similarly, Zachin Lakatan, that you can make a kinyan to a katan, give him a matana, since he can't be Kona himself, but you can give it to somebody else to take possession for it on behalf of the Katan. Zachan the katan vein zachan the gadol, but you cannot do such a thing for a gadol, since the gadol, the adult, can make a kinyan on its own. And Yeshua Omer, Yeshua said, look, katan amru. They said, no, unto a katan, it's true that you can be zacha on his behalf. Kal v'chomer le gadol, certainly for the gadol who has the capacity to make the kinyan himself, it certainly is effective even if somebody makes a kinyan for him, since he could have done it himself.